Okay. Mem Chasam Abeis. Mem Chasam Abeis, we're going to say Berachas HaTorah. Today's one of the days you have to remember the Torah at the beginning of Baruch Chaim. Ve'az Kanam Ve'kal Kanosher. Ratzkasvivi Gibor Ka'ari. The Torah starts off all of Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch with that brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Betema. For days like this, when it's dark and freezing, you know, those are the days that Yitzhar works, has to work the easiest. So we have to work the hardest on those days, and Baruch Hashem, we're here. Tomorrow will be easier. Tomorrow will be an hour later. Yes, tomorrow's an hour later this year. This year's a 7:10. Bez Hashem. Okay, let's go. Amar of Yehuda. We are on the five lines from the bottom on Mem Ches Amabes. So we just discussed, we're still discussing the case in the Mishnah that we had on the Mem He Amabes. We had the case where three men were outside the Tchum, and their tchumin overlapped. The two outer tchumin were within the inner overlap with the man in the inner tchum. And the halacha in the Mishnah was, if you look back on to Mem Hamabeis for a minute, the Tanakhama held, Hu Mutari Mahen Vehin Mutari Nimo. The pashas is that they could carry into each other's rishus, where the overlap is, Ushai Machitzonim Asurim Zamzeh. And the two outer ones are also with each other because, right, they weren't ma'ariv with each other. Amar Reb Shimon, or Reb Shimon had given a masho, L'ma Davar Domeh, what is this compared to? With the Shalosh Chateres Apsucha Zulazu, the three courtyards that are open to each other, Upsuchas Rosh Hashanah, and they're open to Rosh Hashanah as well. Irushai Mem Soyez Himutaris Iman Himutaris Imo. Reb Shimon again says, if the outer ones made an Erev with the inner ones, so then everybody can carry into each other's field, into each other's chatzer, it's fine. Just not the outer ones with each other. And the two outer ones are also with each other. That's what we had in the Mishnah. So now says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, five lines from the bottom. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda is going to quote something from Rav, and then quote something from Shmuel. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Shimon. This halach in the Mishnah, that they're allowed to, if the outer ones make an Erev with the inner one, that halacha is only according to Reb Shimon, and therefore it's mutter for the outer ones to carry in the inner one, and the inner one carry the outer ones, that is according to Reb Shimon. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but according to the Chachamim, says Rav, the Chachamim who are not in our Mishnah, but according to the Chachamim, Rishus Achas Mishameshes Neshkei Rishuyos, Aval Lo Shkei Rishuyos Mishamshos L'Rishus Achas. There are two girsos here, whether it should be Mishamshos or Mishtamshos. Our girsa in Rashi is Mishameshes. Let's do Rashi first. It's a machlokas. Rashi atosis what this line means. So Rashi says this means this is only according to Reb Shimon that you're allowed to matir. Both are allowed to go. The outer ones into the inner one, and the inner one to the outer ones. But according to the Chachamim, Rishus Achas Vishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. One Rishus could serve two Rishuyos. Rashi says that means that the outer one is allowed to carry to the inner one, because from the outer one's perspective, says Rashi, there's nothing. Let's say there's one on the east and one on the west and one in the middle. The one on the east is going towards the middle. There's nothing pulling that guy to another direction. There's nothing. So I made an Erev with you. Wonderful, beautiful. So I'm going to be with you. But Avalei Lo Shtei Rishuyos B'Shamsos L'Rishus Achas. But, explains Rashi, the inner one, where the inner one starts carrying out, when he goes to the east, there's somebody pulling him from the west. In other words, because the west outer one is saying, hey, you didn't make an Erev with him, you made an Erev with me, and I can't go into that outer one. So therefore, each outer one is pulling the inner one to another direction, and therefore the inner one, the Emsoi, is usher to carry into the outer one. That is Shitas Rashi had on this line of the Gemara. Reb Shimon's, when do you say it's Mutter? Who says both directions are Mutter? That's Reb Shimon. The Chum say only one. Only the outer ones allow to carry into the inner one, but the inner one, though the inner one made an Erev with both, ironically, that one, the Emsoi, is not allowed to carry to the outer ones. And that's what Rashi says. The bottom Rashi. The Kibish Deach Yitzonos Lo Irvu Yachad Lasos Rishus Achas El Rishuyos Chalukosin. Since the two outer ones are separate, the Ein Bekoach Emsoi Slesh Tamish Lo Bazu Velo Bazu. Why? The inner one can't use either. Dezu Moshach Telekan Vezu Moshach Telekan Veshtei Tiren Lo Yavinun La. Right, you can't have, and you can, it's being pulled in both directions. So that's why the inner one won't be able to carry to the outer one. Rabbi Tam, for a number of reasons, doesn't like Rashi, and in the third wide line of Tosfos, he quotes the opposite shot. L'chein Yirul Rabbi Tam, we'll just do it, and then we'll go back to, we'll do the Gemara within Shitas Rashi. We'll just do the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. The Rishus Achas Mishtameshes lebeis reshuyos de emsoes b'shabeches b'chitzona the lekel lemigzar kulei high shetosi ha emsoes klei chitzona mizuluzu. So it's a bit on the opposite. What are the chachamim? What's their limit? That the inner one is allowed to carry to the outer ones because there's no reason to be gozer in that case because he's going from the inner to the outer or from the inner to the outer in the other direction. But aval chitzonos asuros im emsoes dilmati lachlev kelim shetosi b'chitzona zu l'chitzona zu. Maybe he'll keep going. Maybe he just won't go from the outer to the middle. He'll keep going to the other side to the other outer. So that's Rabbi Tam's pshat. But let's do Rashi. Again, Rashi says, Reb Shimon says both directions are mutter, but according to the Chachamim, no, only the outer ones can carry to the inner one, but the inner one is not allowed to carry to the outer one. That is Rav's, that's Reb Yehuda quoting Rav's report of the Machlokas. Ki Amrite Kami de Shmuel, continues Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Rav Yehuda, that when this was said in front of Shmuel, he said a different pshat regarding this Machlokas. Amar li, he told me, Avzu Divrei Reb Shimon. So again, Rashi here quotes two pshatim, what this line means. Avzu Divrei Reb Shimon. This heter that you allow anybody to go in either direction is Reb Shimon. But what does this line mean? Rashi gives two pshatim. Again, he likes the second one, so that's what we're working. But again, what is Avzu Divrei Reb Shimon? Rashi quotes first on top. Afilu Lishtami Shteinimo Reb Shimoni. Who allows you to go both directions? Only Reb Shimon. So that's like the first line of the Gemara. But Rashi's second shot on the third line, Lishna Achrina, which is the one that he likes, he says, Iker. Lishna Achrina is a Shabbati v'chid Iker. Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, even Reb Shimon in the Mishnah didn't allow you to go in both directions. Didn't let the outer one go to the inner one and the inner to the outer ones. Even that in the Mishnah, only the outer ones were allowed to carry to the inner ones. That was all that the Mishnah allowed. Lasha Achrina Avzu Divrei Reb Shimon. Rashi writes on the third line, Reb Shimon Gufei Lo Shari Elachitzonis Bamsois. Reb Shimon himself only allowed the outer ones to carry to the inner ones. Rashi says, but doesn't the Mishnah sound not like that? The Mishnah says, Hu Mutzer Imayim Behin Mutaras Imo. So Rashi says, you have to say, that means within the inner one. Within the Emsoes, who mutaris imam, the he mutaris imo. But that's Rashi's second shot, which he likes. That even the only person who gave the heter was Reb Shimon, but it was a limited heter at that. The only heter that the Mishnah gave in this situation, where the outer people made an error for the inner one, is only that the outer ones were allowed to carry in the middle place, but not vice versa. So that's the shot of the first five words. Af zu divrei Reb Shimon. Even the heter that the Mishnah has, the limited heter, is Reb Shimon. Aval chachamim, remember the chachamim would say in this situation, shlush ten asuros. The chachamim would say all are asur, which is what we refer to. We referred to this a couple of days ago when we were discussing in the rules and regulations about halacha kami, halacha kami. The Gemara brought this up that this is Reb Shimon, and the chachamim argue on Reb Shimon. Fine. So that is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what's the machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. But Reb Shmuel is much more lechumra. Shmuel says the Chachamim hold that nothing's mutter. Even if you do the situation, nobody could carry into each other's yard. Tanya kavasi Reb Yehuda libet Shmuel. So we're going to bring a raya to the second version of Shmuel's version of the machlokas. Amar Reb Shimon lamata v'dome. Our case, 3 yards open to each other and to the street. If the two outer ones make an Erev with the inner one, this one outer one can bring food from its house and eat in the middle. And the other outer one can bring food from its house and eat there. And after they're finished, they can bring their leftovers up back home. In other words, the outer ones, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, this is Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold? The outer ones are allowed to the inner one, but not vice versa. That's why the Gemara, the Brisa doesn't mention it. Chacham would say this situation, it's all Asar. Okay, so that's a raya to the second version, to the Rishmuel's version of Reb Shimon and the Chacham. Hey. Not only that, we have another statement of Shmuel, which is Lashitaso. To Amar Shmuel Chatzer. So there's about a 5-line brisa here. The first line already is the proof. To Amar Shmuel Chatzer Shebeit Shnei Mavoos. If you have a Chatzer, got the picture for a second. I forgot mine. Chatzer Shebeit Shnei Mavoos. You have a Chatzer between two Mavoos. And if you have your picture book here, it is picture. I'll find it. So if you look in picture 181, you have a Chatzer between two Mavoos, and the Chatzer opens up to the two Mavuis. and that's it. There's no other way out of the chatzer to get to the street. It has to go through one of the two mavois to get to the street. But look on the picture. There are chatzeros also on the other side of the mavui. Meaning this is one chatzer on one side of these two mavuis that goes into the mavuis, but there are chatzeros on the opposite side of the mavuis that also go into that mavui. That's the definition of a mavui. They have to have a couple of chatzeros going into that mavui. But the important thing for us is that this chatzer has no other way out to the street. It has to go through the mavuis. So in this situation, says Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel chatzer shvein shtei mavuos, if you have a chatzer between two mavuis, two alleyways, Irva im shnehem, if this middle chatzer made an eruv with the outer mavuis, asura im shnehem, it is still asur im shnehem. If you made an eruv with both of them, it's still asura im shnehem. That is shitas. That's Shmuel. That's what Shmuel says. And who is it? Is this Rav Shimon? Is it the Rabbanan? So Rashi here explains halacha gedivrei mekel ba'avel. So he must be saying the most mekel opinion there is. So if this is the most makel opinion there is, it must be Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon say shloshen asuros in these cases. So this must be his version of Rav Shimon. What's his version of Rav Shimon? What does this halacha say? Chatzer, if you have this chatzer, if he made an eruv, which is our case, our parallel case. The middle one made an eruv with the outer. So it says asura im shneihem. That asura im shneihem, as Rashi explains, that the middle one can't go out and carry to the outer ones, because That is not allowed. That's what Rashi says. Asur im shnehem. This is according to Rav Shimon. Look at the makeup. Asur im shnehem. So that's a proof where Rav Shmuel again says his view of Shitas Rav Shimon. Again, the way we know it's Rav Shimon is called Lachal Kedivrei Makeh Ba'Avel. The important ha'ara of the Rashba here. The Rashba says, when do we say that? Again, think of this case. You have this chatzer in the middle. The chatzer made an eruv with each mavi respectively. And Rav Shimon says this middle one, asura im shneihem. It's asur for them to, for the middle one to carry out with both of them. Says the Rashba that this is only to carry out, but they can still carry in their own rishus. The middle one can still carry in their rishus. They just can't carry. Right, that's the Rashba. Let me just look at Bishop. Right, that this is only to carry from the middle one to the outer one. That's Shitas Rav Shimon. You can't carry across, even if you're Ma'ariv. But Bifnei Atzman, in their own Rishus, says the Rashba, they're allowed to carry. Not only Rishonim agree to that, the Baal Amar argues, but at least that's the Shita of the Rashba. That already, the first line of Rav Shimon, of Shmuel, is the proof. But now we quote a continuation of the Braisa. Lo Irva im Shneihem. What if in this case, again, you have the case of the Chatzer in the middle and the two Mavuis, and nobody made any errors with each other. Lo irva im shneihem. So there was no eruv done. Oseres al shneihem. So now, not only could the middle one not carry out, but now the outer ones cannot carry in their rishus. The two mavuis are not allowed to carry. This is even if all the other chatzers of the mavui made an eruv, but if this chatzer didn't make an eruv with the rest of the chatzeros into the mavui, so then oseres al shneihem. So then that asers, why? Because there's a concept that we're going to have later on in the Masechta that's called drisas regel osarta. We touched on it a couple of weeks ago. And that is because this chatzer over here, the only way to get out is in the street, and they have to walk through the chatzer to get to the street, and they weren't misarev, they didn't make an eruv with the other chatzers in the mavui, so they're called the drisas regel, the trampling of their feet, asers that rishus, because they have to go through that rishus to get to the street. So that's why drisas regel osarta. That's the halacha if there's no eruv. Again, the Rashba, again here is an important point, that this whole halacha, that drisas regel osarta, as we'll learn later in the Mishnah in Masechet Eruvin, only applies if the people of the inner chatzer didn't make an eruv amongst themselves, and therefore they can't even carry in their own chatzer. But if they could carry in their own chatzer, there's a principle we'll learn in the Mishnah later on of regel hamuteres bimkoma ina osera shalo bimkoma. So somebody who is mutter in their place, they can't aser through their drisas regel in another place. So the whole assumption of this line must be that they can't even carry where they are. So if they can't carry where they are, so they're an aser type of Rishus on Shabbos. Therefore, if they have to go through your Rishus, that also asers your place. Okay, so those are the two possibilities. If, again, this chatzer between two mavuis, if they made an eruv with the outer ones, it's aser. If they didn't make an eruv, it's aser. So basically, how could this inner one, you know, what's good for it to do on Shabbos if it wants to carry in the outer ones? If you make an eruv, one big eruv with everybody, that's wonderful. But let's say you didn't do that. Let's say the outer ones don't like each other, right? So let's say so if you make an eruv with the two outer ones, no good for the inner one. If you don't make an eruv with anybody, it's also no good. So how do we help? Okay, let's say one, usually the chatzer usually go out one side. Let's say there's one mavui that's usually traveled, and the other one is usually not traveled through. So then, says the Gemara, Zusha regila bo aser, Zusha ain't regila bo mutter. The one that is usually used is aser, because that's a drisas regula sarta. You could assume that they're going to go out in that direction, and therefore, that's the one that's going to be aser. Zusha ain't regila bo mutter. If it's not usually done, it's mutter, right? We've had this principle before. Sometimes you could foreshadow and look ahead to see, and that will determine what the halach is going to be. Right? Similar concept, not exactly, to what we had, sof to malatzes, where we had, if you have a mace in a house, you can leave a tame under one of the psachim, the one that's usually, you could assume it's going to go out. So here too, by Hilchas Erevin, the one that is ragil to go out, that's the one that's going to be usher, and the other one's going to be fine. Why? Because you don't assume that that's not like part of that rishus. There's no drisas regel in there. It's his own rishus. It's not nifritza, or it's a door in between. It's not nifritza. It's there for its own rishus, and the drisas regel of the middle chatzer is not going to hurt the outer chatzer that usually is not traveled in. Omar Rabba, that's the brisas. Now we have two other limitations regarding this case. Again, we brought this case up. The chatzer of the two mavuis because of the first line. Because the first line proved like Shmuel's opinion of Reb Shimon. So we have two other limitations. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Erva im she'ena regilabo. What if this chatzer in between two mavuis was made an eriv with the one that it usually doesn't carry in through? Right, usually gets to the street through the right one, and it made an eriv with the left one. So what's the halacha? Huta regila la'atzma. So then we say the ragil, the one that it usually goes in, but because there was a gilui das, because the chatzer made an eriv with the other one, so there was a gilui das that they are combining their rishus into one rishus, and therefore the other one that was not, even though it's ragil, but because there was no eriv made with it, so it's like a rishus la'atzma, and it could carry in its own rishus. So again, that's what's best for this middle one to do, to make an eriv with one of them, to make an eriv with both of them, but not with each other. So then that's it. The middle one can't carry out to either side. But if you make an eruv with one of them, so then those two are considered one big happy family, so they could carry amongst each other, and the other one is considered not related anymore, because that one was left out. So that's why that would be the best in this situation. So eruva, even if you made an eruv with the one that's not ragil, then huter regila la'atzmo. We have a baba barafuna amar Shmuel, and another opposite type of case, im eruva regila la'atzmo. Or a different case. What if the ragil one, the one that you usually go out through, made an eriv itself? One of the sides made an eriv with itself. Right? All the bnei bayis to that chatzer, to that mavui made an eriv, and the other two, the middle chatzer and the other side mavui, did not make an eriv. Then dochin osa etzel she'ena regilaba. If the ragil one made an eriv itself, so then halachically the ragil one could kaviyachol say to the, not kaviyachol, but kind of say to the middle one and the other outer one, which didn't make an eriv amongst themselves, you know what, you two guys go together. I made an eriv here. Because after all, you guys are usher anyway. You didn't make an eriv. You can't even carry in your own rishus. So you know what, you guys stick together and don't bother me on Shabbos. And allow me to at least carry. The Zed, that's what it means. Dokinosa. You push the Ena Regila, you know, and the middle one to the side. Ukagon Zeh, Kofin Almidas Stone. Related to this type of halacha, we say you force Almidas Stone. What's Kofin Almidas Stone? Midas Stone means Zenen, the Gemara Baba Kama talks about it, Zenen of Zelo Chaser. Meaning in a case where I'm gonna get benefit and you don't lose anything. So if you give me problems in that type of case, that's like stone. I'm benefiting. But if you don't lose anything by doing something, so then how could you make me, like, let's say, for example, it talks about, let's say you're giving somebody a ride. You're going to take the ride anyway, right? You're driving somewhere, and the guy offers to pay the toll, right? What do you mean? You're giving me a ride. I'm like, I would have gone anyway, even without you. So the guy wants to pay the toll. So that's called Zenen of Zelo Chaser. Zenen, he's getting Hanah, but you're not being Chaser by taking him in the car with you. You're taking the toll anyway. So it's a Shiloh, whether you're allowed to let him pay the toll for you. Because he's doing you a favor. You have to look at that as Bataras Matana, not Bataras, you know, payment, because he's Pater. Zenen of Zelo Chaser. It's stone to make you pay, because you're going anyway. So here too, says the Gemara, again, this is Kofan Almida Stom. It's a couple of examples looking Baba Kama, Daf Yotes, Daf Chaf, that's where the main sugi is of Zen and of Zelo Chaser. But here it says so too. The middle area and the other side, they're stuck anyway. They can't carry. Only this one. So now you want to say that you're going to walk through me because you're welcome to walk through me? No! You can't carry rishus anyway, so go the other way. So Dochin, and therefore Kofan Almida Stom. Major Machlokas, we showed him here, though I had to understand this. The Ritva here says that, what does it mean, kofan amida stom? Are you really going to say it's usur for the middle one to go through its normal path? Is that what the Gemara means? Kopa dochenosa? Says Rifa, no. Doesn't mean literally that you're going to make them not come through this direction. Says the Ritva. Kofen amidasto pirish lav de shaycha kfiya hacha. It's not like you're being kofen. Kofen we have. You know, bezin can be kofen in certain situations. Kofen amitzvas asay you could force. But here el lomar the kolki ay gavnish zenen of zeino chaser kofen ba'alma amidasto. What the Gemara really means to say is just that this is a similar situation to a midas stone situation case, and therefore the kiva the cane had to cane. Since that's true, dinu shenidon bazu ki ilu nistalka min aragila kadesh lo taser aleha v'raglayim ladavar shari iriv haragav lo iriv imo. Says the Ritva, it's a ki ilu. Could this middle chatzah still walk through its normal path? Yes, 100%. But kofen, at least halachically, we're going to look at it as if it's separated because we don't assume that people are going to want to be like stone, and therefore therefore it's mutter. But lav dafka that we literally say they can't carry in. That is the sheet of the Ritva. If you look in Rabbeinu Yohanan in the back, and if you look in the Meiri on this Gemara, Rabbeinu Yohanan says earlier on Daf Zayin in the first parak, they say no, it's really usser. What do you mean kofen amidas tome? It means in this type of case, if the east one made an eruv with itself, and the middle one and the other outer one didn't, you can't let them come in, or else they're going to ruin it for you. Right, kofen amidas tome. You are kofen, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. If you look at the end of Shin Pei Vav, the Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes this case, dochem oso esel sheino ragil v'yistalek meoso sheragil kidei sheyehe mutter kibat shuedo mafsid b'daver shari lo shita v'imayim. So therefore, you could go the other way, and therefore it's machlokes has been shown him whether you're actually going to force them not to come through this way. Interesting, the Chazon Ish just has another formulation, and then we'll move on. The Chazon Ish says that he quotes our Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be mistalik, which makes it sound like you literally can't let them come through that Rishus, because then that would ruin it. Says the Chazon Ish, no. Hainu siluk bailus leasos oreach. They have to walk through as a guest, not as a balabais. They can walk through, but they just can't walk through like they normally walk through, like it's their place, but they have to be like a guest in the chatzer of the mavui of the other people. And the Mishnah Berurah says shelo yavar b'shabazu derech oso mavui. The Mishnah Berurah says no, literally, like the Rabbeinu Yohanan and like the Meiri. Mishakasafti leel ze'eno. Says the Chazonish. I argue. Chazonish argues on the Mishnah Berurah a number of times. He says here she'ain iser b'avar klal. They could walk by. Just a question of the mentality. Question of how they could walk by. They could walk by like an oreach and not like a bal habayis. Okay. Period. Amar of Yehuda Meshmuel. New section. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hamakpid al eruvo, ein eruvo eruv. Let's say you get together with a number of people. Let's say a regular case. You have a eruv chatzeros. A number of houses empty into a yard. You're going to set up an eruv chatzeros. You're going to put bread into one of the houses on behalf of everybody. So let's say you're makpid al eruvo. Let's say you're makpid. What does that mean? Rashi here, a couple of shittos. Rashi here says makpid al eruvo is that you would be makpid if somebody else eats from your bread, right? So you gave the bread. You're like, I hope he doesn't eat from it. You know. So then the halacha is ein eruv eruv. It's not a good eruv, right? Because that's the whole point of the eruv, to become one big happy family. Mashmo eruv shmo. Its name is l'ariv, to be mixed up, to be together. And if you're makbid ala eruv, that somebody else doesn't eat from it, so then that's not good. Rabbi Chanina amar eruv eruv. Rabbi Chanina says, no, it works b'di'eved. Ela shenikra me'anshei vardina. You're called a Vardinian. Well, Rashi says that they were miserly, they were tzaikonim. Right, so it works b'di'eved, but you are called a Vardinian. The Rush has an important horror here, because, again, we're going to see some paskin this way, that if you're makban on your Erev, Einei Ruva Erev, the Rosh says, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and you're making your favorite kugel, and then they say, oh, you gotta give a piece, you wanna join in the Erev, so you're gonna send the piece of your favorite kugel over there, but deep down in your heart, you're really thinking, I hope really nobody eats that, you know, I really want that, that's my favorite kugel. You know, so says the Rosh, that could be a problem with the Erev. You should make sure not to give something that you really like, because that's this halacha of a makban al Eruvo. And so the Rosh writes at the end of Os Yud Beis, he says the halacha is like Shmuel. If you're not going to give it to them, bottle sheet of tikin shabbos panda, right? Kugel. Oh, gluskanoa. You have a great piece of a great rugalach that you want to have for dessert. Kiva di boy minei lo yahav lahu bottle sheet of that can ruin your eruv. So you got to make sure that you give something but not something that that you would be makpid on from other people having. So it's a machlokas amoraim between Shmuel and Rabbi Chanino, whether makpid elei ruvo is a problem. But the Rosh says we pass on like Shmuel, and that's why you got to be worried. Next case, I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, hacholek es eruvo eino eruv. What if you split up the Eruv into different kalim, or into different houses? You don't put the whole Eruv for all the people in the same place. Eino Eruv. Right? Then that's not an Eruv. Interesting. There is no other opinion here. By Machmed El Eruv, there was a Machlokas, whether it works or not. Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina. Here, by Cholik Yes Eruvo, everybody agrees Eino Eruv, as we'll see. Well, why is Cholik El Eruvo any worse? So the Meiri here says, that the difference is Cholik El Eruvo is you're doing a Maisa. You're doing a Maisa here, so you already did a Maisa, so that's why it's a problem. He says, G'doli Am Afarshim, he quotes the Ravid, again, one of the mysteries of the Meiri, he never quotes anybody by name. He has a nickname for everybody. G'doli Ha Mafarshim, G'doli Ha Machabrim is the Rambam, G'doli Mafarshim is Rashi, G'doli Ha Mafarshim is the Ravid, he has a name for Rashi, he has a name for every Risha. So G'doli Mafarshim Poskim, he quotes the Ravid, who Paskin's Machpid is okay, B'diavid, and Cholik is not. But either way, it's the same question about how can they be a machlokas by the first one, not by the second one. He says, if you split your Eruv into different parts, so then that's obvious that you're not becoming all together. That you're not being unified. Aval ha-makpid, lo nishar lo elat sai kanuso, v'tzaris eino. So you're a bad guy if you're makpid. But are you ruining the Eruv? No. Shemiko makam misarivu macherim, you did it. You would be makpid if they would use it, but you're misariv ultimately. Elisha amra came, shemikabli yikablu v'mavi kablu is daitan. You know, sof maisa, if they really want your piece of kugel, you're not going to stop them. You know, says the Meiri. So therefore, you're still part of it. He says at the end, ulamata, if you would be mitakesh bekaftar, if you would say at the end, no, nobody can have my kugel, then chanami, you would ruin it. But he says the pashtus of makpid means lechatchila your makpid. You'd rather that they don't eat it. But the yevid, if they would eat it, so then you would give in. That's why makpid in the Meiri's mind, quoting the Ravid, makpid is less of a problem than cholik. But says the Gemara, what happens if the bread becomes stale? It's only over Shabbos. It's got to be edible. Like we said, it's got to be edible in its present state. We said you can't give raw. You can't give. But if it comes stale, so you gotta put some other bread there. Who is this like that Eino Eruv? Kebeshamai. Shmuel's going like Beshamai. The Tanya, as we had a couple days ago. Five people who put their Eruv in two different bottles, two different packages in the house. Beshamai Omer Ein Zeh Eruv, Beisil Omer Harai Zeh Eruv. So Shmuel going like Beshamai because Beshamai says it's not a good Eruv in this case. Says Gemara, no, if you looked at Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel would agree that in the case that Shmuel's talking about, it's a problem. Why? Ad kan lukam Beis Hillel hasam. When does Beis Hillel say that it's okay to have it in two kalim? El demalyin laman of Iser. If you filled up one box with your Eruv, but it's so much, so then it overflows. So then, that's when Beis Hillel would allow you to have more than one box. Why? Because that's nikar, that it's, you would really have, rather have one big unified Eruv, but you can't, it's full. So if it's full, you don't have a choice. That's why it overflows. But in a case where you dafka split it up, and there would have been room to put it into one kli, but you didn't, so even Beis Hillel would agree that that is a problem. Why did the Gemara give the answer yesterday? The Gemara is going to talk about that, I think. But the Gemara, that's one approach. That Beis Hillel even agrees that you have two kalim in the same house. But now we're even limiting that even more. Even Beis Hillel by two kalim in the same house even would be a problem. But only if it's Mali in the month of Iser, that would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah here notes that this is what we paskin. There's only one sheet here. That if you're cholik your Eruv, it's a problem. You got to put it all in one place. The Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Samach Vav Lamed Beis. The good idea would be to look around your house to see what type of kalim you have to start with. Because let's say you put it into one and then you realize there's not enough room, but you have bigger kalim that you could have fit it all in. So as the Mishnah Berurah says, you got to put it into that one big kli. If you knew originally that it wouldn't be enough, and you have a bigger kli, you could have put it into one bigger kli. Because you're being, it's like cholik lechatchila. It looks like, just focus on this kli that it's overflowing. No, that you could have put it into one kli. I want you to be careful that wherever the Eruv is, in every community, the Eruv is in one place. So then, I want you to be careful that it's in one spot. One spot even within the house. Not only one spot, one package. V'tarti lamali, asks the Gemara, first wide line, why do you need both statements that machpid, why did Shmuel have to make both statements that machpid is a problem and cholik is a problem? Says the Gemara, Tzrichi, you need both. If you'd have only had the first case, because that's Kapin, that's where he's Makpin, but this case isn't about Makpin. Because this is split up. On the surface, a very unusual Tzrichasa. Because usually you have a Tzrichasa, you talk about an aspect of the case, and that's why you wouldn't have thought otherwise. Here it sounds like it's just repeating. Why do you have to have the Machmed case? Because that's a case of Machmed. Why do you have to have the Palge case? Because that's a case of Palge. Why do you have to have A? Because it's A. So what is that? What's so it's, you have to say something else. So the trap might be the issue of is the Eruv focused on the Gaver or focused on the Chefsa? That might be the Havamina Maskana. You might have said, right, Ishmael didn't copied. You might have figured, no, because it did in the Gavra, that the Gavra can't be Machmed. But in two different Kalim, that's okay. Kamash 1, it's even a din in the Chefsa. It's even a din that the Chefsa has to be unified. And the opposite, if you'd have just said Miflag Palig, okay, the Chefsa has to be unified, but who says the person has to be unified? Kamash 1, even Machmed is an issue. So that might be just what's behind this, Tzrichasa. Borchuv of the Chacham Tzvi, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes in one line, he just says, Bain Chacham Tzvi, but if you look it up, it's an interesting Shuba. He says, in Kuf Yud Beis, he says, Bevoi Lakal Kodesh Hamburg, Zeli Kaasru Bishtaim Shana. He says, 22 years ago, when I first came to Hamburg, Chacham Tzvi, Rashi Ashkenazi says, there were many shuls in the city. Right, it's not a new phenomenon. He said, Yesh Bati Knesios Harbe Ba'ir. Ubechol Bayis Mi Bati Knesios, Hayimanichin Chalas Lechem Achas Eruv Vashituf, Kinoglahan Yech Eruv Beis Knesses. Every shul had their Eruv. Every shul had their Eruv in their shul. And he says he came to Hamburg and it was supposed to be one big Eruv. So it says, Yamarti Lahem. People say, oh, well, there were Eruvs in Europe. Right here. Right? He says, Vamarti Lahem Toimatem. I came to the Hamburg. I said, you're making a huge mistake. But did Eruv Bubu Kavanoso? Shari Kol Iker Dina Eruv Taimo. What's the whole purpose of the Eruv? Not that you have fraction shuls. You have the shuls, but what's the whole point of the Eruv? You have some unity somewhere. The whole point of the chutzner is that you're all like one house. You consider as if you all live there, as we'll see in a couple lines. Etc. You think it's just dafyomi. It's alakalamaisa. It applies. The post can know this. It says in dafmemtes, right, if you put it in different shuls, it's not a good Eruv, and even Basil agrees to this. Ubishne batim hu davar barer latinokos, she'ein olav shem Eruv klal. He says, the little kids, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara that this doesn't work. Whether you say Eruv, kirnin, or dira, which we'll get to in a second, varehem la'acher ha'eruv kamo kodim, shahayu asirim la'talto ba'eruv, he says the Eruv doesn't help. Ha'brachos shem avarchen al'eruv, and brachos levatala. You make a bracha when you make an Eruv, when you're al-alachas Eruv. The Rambam has to make a bracha. It's brachas levatalach. V'over malosisa. V'ametaltalin ba'ir b'mavoz b'chatzeros. Over al-tachar neshlomo amelach. Olav ha-shalom v'chalin b'shabbos isudra abanan. He says it's crazy. V'lo shahayu eza nashim she'ena modem ala emes. He says not that anybody tried to reason with you. There were some people that tried to explain themselves. Ha-mafat patim kenegdi b'divrei havai lo b'chachma. Because people explain it to me, try to say, oh, but it's our shul. Nizkati lichtov koma, I had to write this tshuva. I write this tshuva. So he says some people, he says that maybe they hung it up there, not as an Eruv, they try to tell me, but just as, so people don't forget that there's a concept of an Eruv, but really one of them is the Iker. He says you're leaving much room for mistake, if that's the case. You just hang it up for everybody to see. He says, what's everybody going to think? They're going to think, oh, they're going to remember Eruv, but they're going to think that this is not a good Eruv, but they're going to remember the concept of Eruv. They try to be miyash the minag. He says, "V'loyiti tzarich laharach bazel k'tei listom piyashu olam haktanim atalmidim shloshim shukol tzarichem etc." So then he says, from that day on, at least they realize the issue. They don't make brachas anymore because they tend to be, oh, we're not doing it as an eruv. So at least I got them to stop making the brachas. But he says it's a big problem because he says, "Not lo atinokos bavayu." The last end of the tshuva. Not only the children are going to see these eruvs hanging there and make the mistake, but even zakenim, even gedolim v'chachamim will make a mistake, even if you have a fake eruv there. Therefore, he says, nothing doing. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah just quotes this in one line. But the Chacham Tzvi says, don't put Eruvs in every single shul in the neighborhood. It's got to be in one specific place. Okay, that is the Shuvah of the Chacham Tzvi based on our Gemara about HaCholek Es HaEruv. Continue the Gemara. Third line. Amalei Rabbi Abba L'Rav Yehuda B'Bei Matzar to debate Rav Zakai. Rav Abba told Rav Yehuda in the... either the winery or the place where they crushed olives. Matzar to means the crushing place. So one of the places of Rav Zakai, he asked the following. Did Shmuel really say that if you split up the Eruv is no good? But didn't Shmuel also say, Let's say there are six houses in the chatzer, and you put every five out of the six put their bread, put it all together in one house. The one house where the Erev is does not have to have bread in that container. So ask the Gemara in the Havamina, doesn't that mean that it, why? Because that bread of this guy who lives there is somewhere else in the house. So that's why he doesn't have to have it. Doesn't that prove that it could be in different spots? So says the Gemara, no. Well, first of all, it says, my time, Alam Yishim to Amar, isn't it because it's given the Manach Basala, since it's in the basket, Kamad the Manach HaChadami, it's in his own cookie jar. So therefore, it's as if it's in the same house. Isn't that good enough? HaChanami, given the Manach Basala, Kamad the Manach HaChadami. So Gemara says, no. I'm like, Hassam, why is it okay? But if it's in that house, because he doesn't have to contribute at all. It's not like you count his bread wherever it is. Even if he has nothing. No, because he already lives there. You're getting these people as if they live there. But he lives there. So that's why you don't have to have it. Hasam Avavi Shein Pas. My time at the Kulu Hakadairi. The whole point is to get them to as if they live there, but he does not need to have bread bichla. Fine. Now we have a very important machlokas. Amar Shmuel. Eruv Mishum Kinyan. Says Shmuel, the point of putting an Erev Chatzeros, getting together, is Bishum Kinyan. What is Bishum Kinyan? So the Pashas, the Rashi, other Rishonim, by putting the bread there, the Balabayas is being maknet to them a certain area of his house. It's as if they all own. They all own that house. And that's how they're all unified. Mishum Kinyan. Why don't they use money then? If it's a real Kinyan, why don't you use money? Why do you use bread? No, but people, Friday afternoon, you know, used all the money. Other Gemara say you spend all your money on Friday afternoon buying stuff for Shabbos, so you don't, money's not readily available. Bread is readily available. I asked the Gemara, Hecha de irbi hu likni, but at least it should work with the Eved, right, if you use money. And Gemara said, no. Gezeira, if you say it works with the Eved, Shema Yomer Ma'ik, or people might think that you could only use money, Vizimnan delo shriachma, and sometimes you won't have money available, Velo asi la ruvi bepas, and they won't use pas, because they'll think that you have to use money, to asi irv li'ik kel kule. And then the whole Chazam of Eira people will forget about because they'll always think you use money and that's not something good. We want people to remember Torah's Eirev. Right? We've had a number of lines like this that you don't want to forget Torah's Eirev, even though right, we still know we have to find a source for the concept of you don't want Eirev to forget Torah's Hotzah. So we got to make sure and find a source for that you don't want people to forget about the Melacha of Hotzah. But that is Shita Shmuel, Eirev Mishum Kinyan. Rabba Amar, Eirev Mishum Dira. Rabba says, no, Eirev Mishum Dira, not that you're being Kona, a part of the house that you are putting your Erev in, but it's just as if you live there. If your food is there, you don't own it, but right, you're staying there for Shabbos, right? Mishum Dira, and that's how the Erev functions. My Binayu, what's the difference? Quotes the Gemara, three differences. Ika Binayu, Kli, Upachas, Bisheva, Pruta, Vikatan. Kli, what's Kli? Rashi explains, Chalipin. Kidya Chalipin, there are 10 different types of Kinyanim. Chalipin is the one that we most see. That's lifting up the pen or lifting up the handkerchief. Big sugi, exactly how that works. We had a Tuesday night shiur about this a couple years ago. The uniqueness of Kidya Chalipin. But can you use a Kidya Chalipin for your Erev? So again, if you say it's Bishop Kinyan, says Rashi, yes, because it's a Kinyan. If it's Bishop Dira, no. Bishop Dira, you're going to live there. So what does that have to do with a Kinyan Chalipin? So that's number one. Pachos Bishav Apruta. Can you use something that's worth less than a pruta? So if it's Bishav Kinyan, no, you can't make a Kinyan with Pachos Bishav Apruta. Right? That's why by Kiddushin, what does the Rav ask? Right? Shows the Eidik Kiddushin, Shav Apruta. So with more than a Shav Apruta, but you can't make a Kinyan without a Shav Apruta. But according to Bishav Dira, even less than a Shav Apruta. You just have to have Shtei Sudos. And third, Katan. Can a Katan, so this is a Machlokas, a couple of Shitas, what exactly this means, so we'll just do Rashi. What is Katan? So the second to last line, Rashi says, can the Katan, Ein Yochel Lasos Katan, Shliach La'ariv Aleveir Chatzeros? Can a Katan kind of be the Shliach that's involved on behalf of the other people of that's making the Eruv? So if it's a real Kinyan, no. Because a Katan is a law of Bar Shlichus, as we're going to talk about. And a Katan is a can't make a Kinyan. Katan is Mufka. Right? Masha'enkin, according to the Mandar Mishum Dira, again, all the Katan is doing, we had a couple of weeks ago, all the Katan, as long as you see the Katan doing it, there's a Nemanis issue, but if you get around the Nemanis issue, you see the Katan did it, it wouldn't be a problem, because it is Mishum Dira. Boy, the Maharal is quoted as, the Maharal asks, in this Gemara, if it's Mishum Kinyan, so then an hour before Shabbos, you say you're Erev, so you already own part of the house. So why does it have to be there, Beit HaShemashos? It's already done. The Kinyan's finished. It's okay. If you say it's Mamish Mishum Kinyan, then it's finished. So what is it? We said if the Erev gets eaten before Ben Ashmashas is a problem. Why? Mishum Kinyan is already done. So Maral says, no, it's only a Kinyan Le'inyan, the Suda. And the Suda, the Iker, the Suda is Ben Ashmashas. So you have to limit it somewhat. And the Chazon Ish says it, the Chazon Ish really explains it. And this is pashtus what it means. Chazanish writes in Hilchos Eruvin, the near the halacha, ain't no kinyan mamish, ain't no makneo eruvo v'afsha, ain't no makpidol. It's not a real, like, if he goes to the court right now, these dalal amas in this house is mine. It's not a real kinyan. El mikol makom lo mikri hakno lahaknos bo el the shmuel savar. What's the idea here? The kachonis chachamim bediras ha'erif shehu ke'ein kinyan. The takana derabanan is that this should be as if it's a real kinyan. The hilchach hitzrichu b'tnaya erif shu shava pruta. So that's why, because they're making it kain a kinyan, that's why you need a shava pruta, that's why it has to be the bias of a gadol, that's why bakli, etc. But it's not dafka that it's a real kinyan. That's why a couple of questions that all the Rishonim ask is that, if it's a kinyan, so why can you use less than a shava pruta? Why can you use less than two sudas at least it is a shava pruta? Why do you have to have two sudos? That's what Tosfos asks. Another Rishonim, but the Chazon answers all these questions. Is that a real kinyan? It's Kain a kinyan. The takana derabanan was that it should be as if it is a kinyan. But lav gafka that it is a real kinyan. But either way, that's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabba, mishum kinyan or mishum dira. Yeah. They make it forever, right? The aldas for all the Shabbosim.
So one will
it works, right? One erev works until the food runs out. Until the food runs out. I think the minhag is that at least once a year, like the Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah, the Rav makes it, one of the Rabbanim in the community makes the Erev, sets the Erev with a bracha, and he has das for the whole year. I think that's generally how it's done. Once a year it's set. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amalei Rabbo, Abaya. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, Lo Rabba, Lidida Kasha, Lishmo Kasha. I have a question on both of you, whether he said Mishum Dir or Mishum Kinyan. Because Atanya, we have a brisa later on. Chabisha Shagabos Eruvin, Kishahem Molich, and Ezirul Makam Acher, Echon Molich Lakulam. Let's say five people made an Erev in one Chatzar, and then they want to be part of the next Chatzar as well. They could send one of them, one guy could go, take his own bread, and go to the next Chatzar and make an Erev. So ask the Gemara, who niu tekakani v'sulo, ha niu tekadayer v'sulo. The guy is only going for it, he takes his own bread, so he's being kone, and he's being as if he's living there. So what about the other four guys? So says the Gemara, no, simple answer. Amalei, lo, ledidi kashav, lo, lishmo kashav, not a kashav going to either person. Shlichus tekulu ka'avin. Once they all became one big happy family, so then one is the shlich of the others, and he's acting on behalf of everybody. No problem. Going back to what we said earlier in the day, halacha is like Reb Shimon regarding the case of the three chatzeros. The question is, which Reb Shimon? So you have to look at the post game, right? We have a few Reb Shimons now. We have Reb Shimon, the pashas of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is that you could go in either direction. But in the Gemara, Rashi had the two deus. What Reb Shimon meant, the second one that he liked being, that Reb Shimon says the outer ones could carry to the inner one, but the inner one can't carry to the outer ones. Masnisa. Let's say somebody's coming back to his city on Shabbos, and it's Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos, and it's getting dark. But he sees Vahayamaku Ilan God there. He is about 4,000 amos outside his city. But he sees 2,000 amos ahead of him a tree or a fence that he recognizes. That tree and fence is within 2,000 amos of the city, and within 2,000 amos of where he is. So he says, V'yomar, time's running out, so he says, Shvisasi Tachtav. My Makam Shvisa is under that tree. And that way he hopes to get within his city. So it says like a Mishnah Lor Meklum. Nothing doing. Why? As we'll see. Because when you say a general lashon of under the tree, it's not specific enough. Because the tree could be very wide branches. And very wide branches could be more than 8 amos. And where under the tree? Because you weren't Messiah, because you weren't specific enough, then you lose. And that Shvisa doesn't work for you. We'll get to what, so therefore what can you do? We'll get to. What the fact that you didn't put anything there, but we know Ani Ari Maraglov, right? You don't have to put anything there. It's a choice. You can use pots, you can use what?
But he's not there,
but at least he has das to be there. He has das to be there. That's good enough also, according to this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shvisasi be'ikaro, but if you're more specific, you say, my Shvisa is at the stump, at the root of the tree, so then, Mahali, then it works. Mahalak mimakam Baraglov adi karo paimama, you can walk to the tree 2,000 amos. And from the stump, from the bottom of the tree, to your house 2,000 amos. Right, and then it comes out that you'll be able to walk 4,000 amos from when it gets dark. Because it worked, because you say, Shvisasi bi'ikara. Let's say you're walking on the way, and you don't know the halacha that you could do this, or you don't know any trees, and you don't want to be stuck. V'amar shvisasi bimkomi. So you say, my shvisa is in my makom, where I am. Tosfos says you don't have to say anything, right? It's automatic. If you don't, if you're sleeping, that was the question we had a couple of Mishnahs ago. But if you're up and you just don't know, that even if you don't say anything, Shvesi Bibkomi, Zachlo Makoma Paimamalacha Ruach, then this is the halacha, that if you're outside in the middle of nowhere, you have 2,000 amos. But there's a machlokas about the 2,000 amos. Agulos, Debre Bechani Menatigonus. You're in the middle of a circle of 2,000 amos, says Rebbe Chanina. Bachachamim say, no, you got a little more, Ru. Mirubaos, Kitavla Mirubas. No, you, as if you encircle the circle in a square. You inscribe the circle of 2,000 amos in a square, so that, Kadeshi Eniska Lazavio. So you get the corners. Right, you have a picture. If you have picture a circle inside a square, so the four corners are added. That's outside the circle and in the square. So that's the 2,000 amos that you have. You have a square, so you have a little extra room. So any diagonal, you could go 2,000 amos, and sometimes even out because you could get the little extra room on the four corners. Period. Vezui sha'amar. This is what we had a number of times quoted. Vezui sha'amar ohani ma'ari v'raglav. And this is what's said, that an ani here means somebody who doesn't have bread to put at the eriv. Ma'ari v'raglav could be ma'ari v'raglav, and like as Malcolm just pointed out, the chiddush is that you don't even have to be there yet. Not only ma'ari v'raglav, you can even think about it. Amar Rabbi Meir, Anu ein lanu ela ani. Your mayor says this only works for an ani, somebody doesn't have bread. Rabbi Yehuda Amar echad ani vechad asher. Rabbi Yehuda says no, anybody could use this tool. Lo Amar ma'arav b'pas ala hakel al asher. The Chazal only said that you have to use pas to make it more makel, to allow an asher not to have to schlep out. Shlo yetsiv yari baraglav. But really, anybody could use this concept of ma'arav baraglav if they would like. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mezah Shem, we will continue tomorrow. Shir is an hour later. Shir is 7:10. So I'm only 7:10, and on Friday we get back to 6:10. Okay, the shiur today was Zeichadish, Yosef ben Yisrael Mechemia, and Chaim ben Tzvi.